In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
Okay, Bird Brain, what are you playing today?
You know, I'm so glad you asked because I am a bird brain today.
I know you are. You're every day, my love.
Because all of my songs are about birds.
And that's why I call you Bird Brain.
Mm-hmm.
You love birds.
And that is my segue into my first song.
Okay, go for it.
It's a song by the English rock band The Beatles from the 1968 double album The Beatles. Clever title.
Very clever.
Also known as the White Album because it was all white with just a little word Beatles on there.
Oh, appropriate.
It was tricky.
Mm-hmm.
The song was written by Paul McCartney, and he's the only Beatle that appears on the track.
Oh.
So it's not the Beatles, it's Beatle.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm babbling. It was released in November of 1968 and peaked at number 54 on the Hot 100 chart.
Only 54?
Only 54.
Wow.
Here is Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
That does not sound like the blackbirds we have. It must be from England with an English accent.
You're probably right.
Because they sound different.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
In 1965, oh, this is a little tidbit.
Okay.
Okay. In 1965, the Hare Krishna chant is used for the first time by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Okay.
How about that? It was used in some of the Beatles songs also. For example, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
Wow.
You can just drop that at parties next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're a wealth of useless knowledge.
I am. Thank you.
Little birdies fly like yours.
Tweet, tweet.
And so do angels. And I'm going to be bringing you my first song of the day about angels.
Aww.
The song was released in February of 1968, and it reached the top 100 on the Billboard Hot 100 that June, peaking at number 7. The song earned Merrily Rush a Grammy nomination for Best Contemporary Pop Vocal Performance by a Female. Here's Angel of the Morning.
Strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away from me. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away. I won't beg you to stay.
In 1966, the Beatles performed their final live concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco on August 29th. The park's capacity was 42,500, but only 25,000 tickets were sold, leaving large sections of seats unsold. That's weird.
That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Why?
I don't understand that.
I don't know. Fans paid between $4.50 and $6.50 for tickets.
Oh, well, that's why there were so many unsold seats, because they were so expensive.
Yeah, and back then they probably were. And the Beatles' fee was around $90,000.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Hey, Link.
Yeah?
Listen to that beautiful canary. Just listen to him sing. Listen.
Ah, that's the happiest sound ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks, if you don't have a singing canary, now's the best time of all to get one. During the January store-wide sales.
You know, they're wonderful pets, folks. And so easy to care for, too.
Thanks to Hearts Mountain.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's a switch, ain't it?
That's funny.
Thank you. I didn't think so. Folks, next to yourself, your pet's best friend is Hearts Mountain.
That's right, Jerry. So, folks, when you shop for your pet, always get...
Arch Mountain, the world's largest selling bird food.
Do you see how we tied everything in?
It's all about the birds today.
It's birds and the Beatles.
We're just
we
not,
got the Beatles, a little bit of, you know, the, our little tidbits were all about the Beatles.
We're just not pretty radio faces. We actually have substance.
We have to plan it all around something. We have to have a theme.
Yes, we do.
We do.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the wayback machine to the year
1964. Lyndon B. Johnson crushes Republican presidential nominee Barry Goldwater with the most overwhelming popular vote in American history, more than 61%.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to his exciting acceptance speech. You can tell he was just all excited. He was beside himself.
Okay.
I doubt that there has ever been so many people, seen so many things alike on decision day. And with that understanding and with the help of all of them, we will be on our way to try to achieve peace in our time for our people, and to try to keep our people prosperous. I would like to leave you tonight with the words of Abraham Lincoln. Without the assistance of that divine being who ever attended us, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail.
And that's the way it was way back when. Wake up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. He's very, very boring.
He was really on the edge of his seat with that one, though, wasn't he?
Oh, God.
I know.
I'm sitting there. Okay, say something else. Are you dying out there or what?
I know. It's like you know what his next word's going to be. It's like, come on, say it.
Say it already.
Say it already.
I know. It just takes so long to get it out.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway. You know surfing was big in the 60s, right?
Yes, it was. It was very big. The whole.
I'm helping you out here.
Oh, thank you, dear. I have a song about a surfing bird.
You do?
Yes. Now, you have to remember this was released in the 60s, and it was the 60s.
Birds surf, huh?
Well,
it was... Do they have little itty-bitty, teensy-weensy little surfboards?
Yes, they do.
They do?
They do.
Like pelicans? They're birds. Do they surf and just stick their beak in to get their fish?
They just dive down. They're skin divers. They dive down.
Oh, okay.
We're babbling to kill 27 minutes. You know that, don't you?
Well, not that, but it's about a surfing bird.
This song is wonderful. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Okay. It is a song performed by the American surf rock band, The Trash Men.
Never heard of them.
You know it's going to be good when it's done by The Trash Men. The song was released in 1963, and believe it or not, this song reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I know this song, and I can't believe that it hit number
that
4.
That is hard to believe. Enjoy Surfin' Bird.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. 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 The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Bird. Everybody's heard about the bird.
Sad feather.
It didn't take much talent to keep us occupied way back then, huh?
Nope, that was number four. But if you think that song was bad, buckle up, people, because I know what song you got coming up.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Dance Clothing R Us, where this week only all customers named Juan will receive a ballet outfit absolutely free. Yes, it's our annual Tutu for One sale.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so you're making fun of my next song.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was going to use the original.
Thank goodness.
But I didn't, because you said you would shoot yourself.
I would.
I don't want to clean up any bloody messes in the studio.
I would jump out of the studio, but we're on the first floor, so no big deal.
So instead, this is the live performance from Woodstock by the ever popular, ever wonderful, ever creative, Sha-na-na.
Why were they at Woodstock?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I don't know, but I love Sha-na-na. And this was in back in the 60s, so here's Teen Angel.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your finger tight. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Just sweet 16.
And now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Teen angel, teen angel, answer me, please.
So beautiful.
Oh, God. I could just cry.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so sad.
Well, let's keep going. In 1964, a gallon of gas cost 30 cents. Unbelievable. I wish we lived in that era right now.
Well, that's when the muscle cars used to get like 8 miles a gallon. And stuff Well, this last song for today is one of my all-time favorite songs. Seriously.
I know. You told me
it really is. And it's actually something that you're going to like.
So I'm not going to leave the studio this time?
Nope. You won't have to leave the studio.
Wow.
This song was released by the Canadian-American rock band Buffalo Springfield in June of 1967. This song reached number 44 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
Turn it up and enjoy Bluebird.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see. She knows all I cry. She sits aloft at birds, strangest color blue, flying is forgotten now, thinks only of you. Thank you.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.